be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message this morning is The Clop, Clop, Clop of a Donkey. Based on our Old Testament reading today from Zechariah 9, just the 9th verse, listen again. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you, righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I encourage you to take out your green sermon outlines in the bulletin as we consider our theme, the clop, clop, clop of a donkey. You know, it seems whenever you go to a parade, there'll be one section in the parade where someone is riding some beautiful horses. And when the horses' feet hit the hard pavement, they make a very distinctive sound. It's hard to duplicate. I'm not sure I can even come close, but just pretend you hear the clop, clop, clop. Clop, clop, clop of the sounds of the horse's hoofs as they hit the pavement. The new dictionary calls that sound hoofbeats, but the old dictionary calls it a clopping sound. Clop, clop, clop. Now, whether you've heard it in a parade, heard it at a horse show, seen it on television, it's a very distinctive sound that once you've heard it, you'll never forget it. I remember very clearly when I heard this sound in the fall of 1963. School was dismissed early because our president in the United States had been assassinated. And when you went home and watched the funeral parade of John F. Kennedy's casket being carried by a horse-drawn wagon through the streets of Washington, D.C., you would have heard this sound of the hoofbeats. Clop, clop, clop. If you've ever heard the sound, you'll never forget it. During this Lenten season, we hear many different kinds of distinctive sounds. There are the sounds of Jesus weeping over Jerusalem when the people there would not accept his love for them. There are the sounds of coins clanking as Judas betrays Jesus and he throws down on the pavement the bribe money he had received. There are the sounds of a rooster crowing as Peter denies Jesus 3 times, and we're reminded of our own denial and need for repentance. There are the sounds of the crowds shouting for Jesus' crucifixion. And as Don said in our children's message, the same crowds who just 1 week earlier were waving palms and saying Hosanna and praises. There are the sounds of water dripping as Pontius Pilate washes his hands of any responsibilities for Jesus, and we're reminded that only Jesus' blood can wash us clean from our sin and our guilt. And so today, on Palm Sunday, the sound we want to focus upon and listen to again is the sound of the clop, clop, clop of a donkey. Listen to Zechariah 9, verse 9 again. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Your king is coming to you, righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. This prophecy from Zechariah 9, chapter 9, verse 9, the people of God in the Old Testament were waiting so long for a Savior King. And Zechariah says, listen carefully, because when you hear the clop, clop, clop sound of a donkey, it's a sound of a humble servant king who's coming for you. The fulfillment of this prophecy comes in Matthew 21. Listen to this gospel reading for Palm Sunday. When they had approached Jerusalem and gone to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus and his sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you. And immediately you'll find a donkey tied there and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says to you, 'What are you doing?' say, 'The Lord has need of them,' and they will send them." This took place, says Matthew, to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to the daughter of Zion, 'Behold, your king is coming, gentle, mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" And the disciples went and did what Jesus had instructed them, and brought the donkey and the colt, laid their coats on them, and Jesus sat on these coats, and most of the crowd spread their own coats in the road. Others were waving branches from the trees. The crowds going ahead of them were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Matthew says this prophecy of Zechariah is fulfilled. Jesus is the humble servant king riding into Jerusalem 1 week, just 1 week before his divine appointment with the cross. And if you listen carefully, if you were there on that first Palm Sunday, over the shouts of the crowds, you would have heard this unmistakable sound, the clop, 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 sound of the donkey as it brought into Jerusalem the humble king. Now today, my friends, in our world today, there are many distinctive sounds of power and authority. Consider, for example, Alexander the Great, who came 300 years before Jesus. Alexander was Greece's conquering hero, ruler over nations, a mighty warrior leading his people into battle, riding not a donkey, but a magnificent, decked-out war horse. Powerful, ruthless, proud he was as a king. And if you listen carefully, you would have heard the sounds of power and fear and glory and destruction. But consider the words of Zechariah when they described Jesus, the king. Listen again very carefully to these words. "Behold, your king is coming to you, righteous and having salvation. He is humble, mounted on a donkey. And I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim. I will cut off the war horse from Jerusalem. The battle bow shall be cut off from the sea. He shall speak peace to the nations, and he shall rule from sea to sea." This is the way, Zechariah says, the Savior rides. Are you listening? This is the way God's king rides. Clop, clop, clop. Humble, riding on a donkey, bringing peace to mankind, bringing God's love and peace to the nations. Now, some 300 years after Alexander and his great war horse were dead and gone, Jesus, the humble king, rides into Jerusalem. And in today's gospel reading, St. Mark says, "Listen. Listen to how the Savior rides. Not like Alexander the Great. Listen how he rides." A few verses from Mark 15. "And the soldiers led Jesus away inside the palace. And they called together the whole battalion. And they clothed him in a purple cloak, twisted together a crown of thorns, and they thrust it on him. And they began to salute him and said, 'Hail, King of the Jews!' And they struck his head with a reed. They spat on him. They kneeled down in mock homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the cloak, put his own clothes on him, and they led him out to crucify him. As Don asked in the children's sermon, what kind of king is this? Just 1 week after his wonderful Palm Sunday entrance, just 1 week after the crowds waved the palms and said, Hosanna, just 1 week later, Jesus was mocked. Jesus was ridiculed. Jesus was crowned with a crown of thorns. Jesus had spit placed in his face. Jesus was nailed to a cross. And all of this tells us that this king is a king unlike any others. This king's eternal victories over sin, his eternal victories over death, his eternal victories over the devil was not won by force or power or glory. His victories were won by humility and service, by sacrifice and death, by reconciling sinful men with a holy God. His victory was not won on a magnificent war horse with Alexander the Great, or from a throne of gold like Alexander had. No, his victory was won riding a lowly donkey, dying on a crude cross, and being raised from an empty tomb. Now, my friends, the distinctive sound of clop, clop, clop can still be heard today of Jesus the servant king. But the trouble is, in our day in which we live, we have to listen very carefully for this distinctive sound, because there are many other sounds that are trying to overcome it. The sound of the humble servant King Jesus is easily drowned out in our world by the sounds of power and self-importance. And today, these noises of power and self-importance, are you listening? These sounds of power and self-importance are destroying our homes. They're destroying our workplaces. They're destroying our churches, our schools, and our country. And here is what these noises of power and self-importance sound like. They sound like this. Get yours, and get yours quick. The heck with other people. Assert yourself. Don't let anyone get ahead of you in line. Achieve your personal potential. Don't stop to lend a hand to someone else. Stand up for your rights. Don't worry about the needs of others around you. And the persistence and the loudness of these noises can drown out the gentle sound of clop, clop, clop. For this is the way the Savior rides. And yet, this gentle sound of the self-giving, gentle, loving, self-sacrificing Jesus can be heard in the lives of those who serve him today. There was a chairman of a very powerful company who came to speak with his pastor about a difficulty in their office. It seems this chairman had a very difficult secretary with whom he had to work. And she was causing problems for everybody in this big office. Her bad attitude, her constant griping and nagging and complaining, tearing people down, was destroying morale. One Saturday, this executive went into his office and opened up her personnel file. And in it he found, in the last year, this woman had been suffering some very serious health problems. He also further read she had been having some very difficult family problems at home with her husband and children. He said it was a wonder she could do the work that she was doing. So the next Monday, he called her into his office. And then he did something for her no one else had ever done. He took time to listen to her as she poured out her heart to him. 2 weeks later, he came back to his pastor and said, "You wouldn't believe the difference in the office. You wouldn't believe the difference in the attitude of people who work there. This woman is a new woman." And the pastor said to him, "You know, it was your right. You had the power to fire her. But instead, you listened to her. You forgave her. You cared for her." And the man said, "Well, isn't that what a follower of Jesus is supposed to do? And if you had listened very carefully in that office building, you would have heard the sound of clop, clop, clop. For this is the way the Savior rides." There was a retired lieutenant colonel who was in a veterans hospital. He had undergone some very serious surgery, and he was in the hospital for 2 months trying to recover. And while he was there, he met a young soldier who was very angry and very bitter with God and the world and everybody around him. He didn't want to go home to his parents and his fiancée and his friends. He was so angry because he had lost his leg in the conflict. He even said he was planning to take his own life when he got out of the hospital. But this retired lieutenant colonel spent day after day talking to this young soldier, listening to him, crying along with him at the loss of his leg, and sharing with him in a very humble way the love of God. The young boy was discharged before the colonel was, and when he came to the colonel's bed, he shook his hand and he saluted him and said, "Sir, I want to thank you for spending this time with me. I'm going to go home now. I'm going to love my mother and my father. I'm going to find my girlfriend and ask her if she would still marry me. And I'm going to look up my boyhood pastor. We have a lot of things to talk about after this war." And as that young soldier hobbled down the corridor of that hospital, if you had been there and listened very carefully, you would have heard the sound of clop, clop, clop. For this is the way the Savior rides. There's a member of our congregation who spends lots of time visiting with our elderly, caring for the young families of our church, going to people's homes who are lonely and praying with them, visiting with them, having a cup of tea with them, providing childcare for people whose lives are busy, phoning people on the phone who are lonely without any fanfare. And there's a person of our congregation who knows who this individual is, and they've said to me, "Pastor, she's doing half your work for you." Woohoo! But if you listen very carefully and follow this person around, you'd hear the sound of clop, clop, clop. For this is the way the Savior rides. Can you hear that sound today? Can you hear the clop, clop, clop sound of our gentle, loving, forgiving, dying Jesus? Dear Lord, please give us the ears to hear and help us with our own lives to make this noise in our lives so that others might hear this sound and know the love of the Savior King. God knows, you know, our world needs humble service and love. Our homes need it. Our country needs it. Our churches and schools need it. Lord, grant us to hear this sound and grant us to be the ones who continually make this noise. Will you say it with me? Clop, clop, clop. For this is the way the Savior rides. And he still rides today. In the name of Jesus. Amen.